Canada's Prime Minister calls it very promising news. Research by Oxford University suggests an AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and does prompt an immune response. As our Jim Roop reports, this version fights the virus on two fronts.
T cells, or killer cells as they are also called, attack the cells in the body that are infected with the virus. Antibodies, on the other hand, protect cells from getting infected in the first place. Of the roughly 150 vaccines in various stages of development, about 23 are in clinical trials. Of the ones in clinical trials, the vaccine out of Oxford is one of the most promising.
In one of the hardest hit states, Arizona, correspondent Miguel Marquez says health officials continue to log record numbers involving positive tests.
The case numbers here, that rate of positivity is through the roof. It leads the nation. About 24%, 24.5% of all people tested here were at an emergency test site that's been popped up for the next 12 days or so. About a quarter of the people being tested here are positive.
Top Republicans have arrived at the White House for a meeting with President Trump on the next COVID-19 aid package. GOP senators are preparing a $1 trillion package with help for businesses. More clashes in Portland, Oregon overnight between protesters and federal agents. House Democrats like James Clyburn are demanding an investigation into what local leaders have called an unconstitutional deployment of the feds.
That is the beginning of the ending of this democracy. That kind of activity is the activity of a police state.
President Trump says the federal agents need to be there to counter what he calls 50 days of anarchy. On Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 50. The NASDAQ is up more than 100. I'm Jan Johnson.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store. It's Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with a border report. That's the latest information on the wait times at the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The border reports in the morning, the road reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
What's 4 times 0? Zero.
That's right.
Zero.
Hyundai of Yuma
is having the biggest sale of the summer with 0% financing on four models,
like the all-new Sonata or the Elantra.
And if you're looking for an SUV, we have the Santa Fe in Tucson with 0% from 60 months up to 72 months on select models. All this, plus no payments for 3 months on the Santa Fe in Tucson. And don't forget, all new Hyundais come with 3 years free maintenance and 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. So come in today to Hyundai of Yuma, where zero saves you huge money. Remember, you can also shop 100% online, in your pajamas, at HyundaiofYuma.com. So this summer, take advantage of these amazing offers only at Hyundai of Yuma, a proud Yuma strong business.
0% on select new models with above average credit in lieu of rebates through Hyundai Motor Finance, plus tax, title, and dock fees. See dealer for details.
Here's an important message from the boys. So listen up. Yuma's Best Italian is also Yuma's Best Delivery and Takeout. And if you want to stay healthy, takeout or delivery is your best bet. Capisce? And it's the weekend. So who wants to cook? Du Bois delivers pizza, pasta, calzones, everything Italian. Du Bois even delivers wine and beer. So who are you going to call? In Yuma, call 783-8383. In the foothills, 317-1717. Online at Du Bois. That's D-A-B-O-Y-Z, Yuma.com.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny, hot today, high 111, 79 overnight tonight. Sunny and the temperatures down a bit on Tuesday and Wednesday, but the humidity up. 106 and sunny on Tuesday, 104 sunny on Wednesday, 78 nighttime lows both nights.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I am attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful, breezy 88 degrees right now, and it's currently 8:07 this morning. And before we got on the air, Russ was giving me his opinion as to what he thinks white privilege means.
It just doesn't stop when the light when the mics are off, does it?
No, it does not. And he gave me an earful of why white privilege doesn't exist in his mind, and I agree with a lot of those points. And I think something that Mel said last segment before I came in really resonated with me. He asked the question, and I've heard this before, but when he said it over the air last segment, he said, "Is your life better off today than 4 years ago?" Right. You have to ask yourself that question coming into this next election cycle. And I thought to myself, it is, despite the coronavirus pandemic that we've been enduring, I feel like we're still in a better position. And maybe that's not true for all families, but for my family, I feel like I am in a better position. I feel more optimistic about what's to come. I feel like we, despite the pandemic, the way that we took that on, and we are still fighting it, that I feel hopeful that we're going to overcome it. And I feel more like, proud to be an American, in the sense that we are known for our hard work, our ingenuity, and our stick-to-it-ness, and we don't give up, you know. And I think that's why a good example of that would be World War II. Even with all obstacles against our country, we forced huge nations like Japan and Germany to stop, right, and to stop their whole motive of taking over the world. And I think to myself, taking over the world, are you serious? Did they really think they were going to take over the world?
Oh, yeah.
And they did, yeah, because they were almost there. They were almost there had it not been for us getting involved.
We were not seen as a world power at that start of that.
Right. And I think, I mean, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, that was the, you know, that, okay, fine, we're going to get into this. We were trying to stay out of it as much as we could. We were trying to be diplomatic about things. But once they hit Pearl Harbor, that's the catalyst that put us into it. And we didn't back down ever since then. And obviously we lost a lot of lives in that war.
Yeah.
But ultimately it was to gain freedom and to not only gain freedom or protect our freedoms here, but looking back on Germany and those adjacent countries and what we gave to them. And when people talk about the United States and the problems that we have and things like that, it kind of upsets me in the sense that looking back at history, where we've come, and the things that we've overcome, and the light and we are to the world of democracy and peace, and what it could be if they just implement the system that we've implemented, I get upset by people that argue that our Constitution is broken, or that this is a land of submission, that it was built on the back of slavery and things like that. Maybe those facts are there, but I don't feel like
Slavery was reality.
Sure.
And some of that was reality for the world. It was reality for the world, and it built pyramids. It built a lot of things, and slavery was also part of us. But it was imported, not created.
And I agree with that. And I don't agree that it's right, you know, obviously.
Right.
But it happened, and
right.
You move on. It doesn't happen anymore. We took measures to allow that not to happen anymore, and I think that's exactly what we needed to do. I guess it does exist a little bit here and there in the
world,
in the places that we don't talk about,
sure.
You know, and even here in the United States, I'm sure it's still there in some form or fashion. However, having said that, I think where we've come from and where we are now, I think can be, in my mind, really drawn back from our ancestors that not only founded the country, but also fought for it through time, and it was earned. That freedom, those constitutional principles that we enjoy today, that we take for granted, that took a lot of blood and sacrifice on the behalf of our loved ones in
sure.
most cases, you know, our ancestors that were involved in these wars.
They sacrificed.
At the time. Right. My particular bloodline, we came over, my ancestors, both sides, my mother and my father's side, we came over from my mom from Italy, and then my father's side from Denmark. And they came around the end of the 1800s when that big immigration happened. And so I've been able to look up on the records at Ellis Island. You can go online and you can browse signatures and things like that. And
I've been there.
I've never been there.
Oh, man, it's amazing. You need to go,
yeah.
Especially with your ties to it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
So impactful.
It's super cool just to see their signature on this logbook,
yeah,
you know,
so great.
And it shows what boat they came on, and it's all written in there, and then it shows their names and the family members that were with them and things like that, and it's honestly breathtaking to see that and see that they took so much time on this ship that they could have died on, but why? Why were they so motivated to get from here, from where they were to here? What was it? What was that drawing factor? And it's that beacon of light that I'm talking about. And we've always been to the world, even through these wars. And I go back to World War II, and I think it's significant because out of every nation in the world's history, I think we're unique in the sense that even through these wars, and we had the opportunity in Japan, we had the opportunity in Germany, once the ceasefire was called and they surrendered, we could have implemented or taken over that particular country.
Right.
And that's typically what happens is you expand your dominance into those countries where
right.
you win. And we didn't. But we did stay there. We stayed there and we helped them build.
We're still there.
We're still there.
But
and we
Trump is pulling out big troops and are complaining.
We remained there to teach them what we had learned to do here in the United States. And I think that's significant in the world's history. That we don't sit there and take over your country,
so,
we help you build up.
So you're an optimist.
That's exactly what I am.
I join you.
And I really feel like we have this spirit in us that has been given to us through those that worked hard through our ancestry and through the founders of this country, and even those that are coming here now. I'm not just saying that because you didn't have ancestors that didn't you know fight in these wars, you didn't come through the Ellis Island type form or fashion, we got here somehow, and most of the time, if it was through your ancestors, it was through some hard work and sacrifice, and I think we need to respect that. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back after this. This is Life, Death, and Law, KBLU, 560 KBLU. We'll be right back.
More thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Representatives Joanne Osborne and Tim Dodd and Senator Sina Kerr are Yuma's conservative team for the Arizona Legislature. Joanne Osborne and Tim Dunn understand that we need agriculture and strong water policy to protect the future of Yuma County. Tim Dunn and Sina Kerr have spent their careers in agriculture. Joanne Osborne owns a small business and was the Outstanding Business Leader of the Year. Our conservative team will fight to protect our military bases while holding the line on unnecessary spending. They have worked with Governor Ducey to cut burdensome regulations and at the same time provide our children's teachers the pay raises they deserve. Their opponent deeply cut education funding and voted for special interest tax cuts that raised our property taxes. Tim Dunn, Joanne Osborne, and Sina Kerr are the right team for Yuma. Please vote for Tim Dunn and Joanne Osborne for the House and Sina Kerr for the Senate. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport, home to four car rental agencies that are open early and close late, giving you more bang for your buck. Yuma International Airport, we've got your travel covered.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Here's an important message from the boys. So listen up. Yuma's Best Italian is also Yuma's Best Delivery and Takeout. And if you want to stay healthy, takeout or delivery is your best bet. Capiche? And it's the weekend. So who wants to cook? Du Bois delivers pizza, pasta, calzones, everything Italian. Du Bois even delivers wine and beer. So who are you going to call? In Yuma, call 783-8383. In the foothills, 317-1717. Online at Du Bois. That's D-A-B-O-Y-Z, Yuma.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark.
Good morning.
The last segment, we were talking about the good old-fashioned American spirit and whatever that means. And I don't think you have to be born here. I don't think you have to have ancestors that crossed over the oceans to get here in order to enact the American spirit in your own personal life. I think we all do it in our own way. Russ was telling me an awesome story about his lineage and a guy in his family tree that came across and fought in the Revolutionary War and what that really means to him and his family. And I think it's significant because like you mentioned, Russ, that knowing that piece of where you come from helps you where you're going in the sense that you don't want to let him down or his memory down. He fought so hard for something in the Revolutionary War, and that was to conserve the constitutionality of this country. And you feel obligated, in a sense, to live up to that, number one. But number two, when hard things happen, you know you can get through them because he did. He showed you that.
Also true. And I like the thing you point out in our country that we've been through. Because, you know, people look at today's situation and see despair. I look at it like, this is a stubbed toe.
You know,
we've been Civil War. We've been Great Depression. You know, we've been the Dust Bowl. War of 1812, Revolutionary War, you name it. We had the Spanish flu in the, 1917 or something?
Yeah.
And much more devastating than this ever could dream of being. And we didn't shut the country down.
That's why I'm optimistic, and that's why I'm getting back to this American spirit that we talk about. Years ago, I lived in Spain for a couple of years. Right after I graduated from high school, I was a missionary for my church in Spain, and it was off the coast of Spain, really, but it's the Spanish islands that Spain owns, even till today, and they're called the Canary Islands. So I spent some time on the mainland peninsula, and then I went out and spent the rest of my 2 years out in the islands, which was, you know, really hard to be in these tropical islands, but it was awesome. I say that with
jokes. I feel really bad for
you. It was awesome, but I will never forget this one. As missionaries for my church during that period of time, we had to dedicate, as part of our schedule every week, we would schedule what we called service time, and we would do 4 hours a week somewhere, whether that was with the Red Cross in a monastery or with the Red Cross somewhere else. A lot of times in Spain, it was a lot to do with the Red Cross. It was a big organization there, and with the Catholic Church, and so we would work hand in hand with the monks and nuns, and we would work hand in hand with them a lot. Well, on one particular time when I was with my buddy, we were doing some service hours at a private person's residence, and as we were doing hard work out in the backyard and helping him dig some trenches, and the other guy I was with was an American as well. And so he told us a project that he needed to get done. We all three had shovels, and we started to go to work. We started to dig this trench, and we're going at it. I mean, we're just digging the trench like we dig trenches. And about 5 minutes in, he's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Just take it easy. You don't have to go so fast. Just take it easy." And then it dawned on me as I was watching him and watching us. Me and the guy I was with, the other American, we're just working hard. That's what we do. You work hard, right, to get through this. And he was more of the Spanish style, where it's just, you know, one shovel here and there, take a little break, take a swig of water, get back to it. And he's like, "You Americans, I mean, you just need to calm down." And that's when it dawned on me that even the world around us, they have this perception of us of hard workers. And I think I have that. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I do have that perception of the Spanish work ethic, you know, as I saw it in practice.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. They shut everything down, you know, at a certain time of day. Every day they'll shut down. All the shops shut down. Everybody goes home. Medio dia is what they call that. And they have their lunch, and everything's just quiet for a few hours where you can take your nap and eat lunch. And what's really cool about the Spanish culture in Spain is that it's really geared around relationships and building those. So everything's built around food, really. So you shut everything down, everybody goes home, and it's just tranquilo. You know, you just kind of relax, you talk about things, and you catch up with your family, and it's a really cool vibe. But in America, that doesn't really work, because we get to work. You go to work, and you get done, right?
What do you think the difference is? What is it?
It's just the culture. And I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just different. And I have that same perception, I think, that they had of us when we were working, digging those trenches that day of, say, like Germany. I feel like Germans are really hard workers. They just don't show a lot of emotion when they're working. Whether that's right or wrong, that's my perception
just
of them.
Just the way it is. Yeah.
And I think we're very similar in that sense, Americans and Germans. And I'm making general statements here, but
racist.
That's the perception. It's not racist. It's a good thing to be a hard worker. And so anyway, you take that back, and I think that American spirit is what they were really seeing in us, is that not only did we dig those trenches hard and fast, we did it with a certain amount of quality and pride in our work, But we did it joyfully. It wasn't that we were doing it grudgingly. We wanted to help. We were serving. And that's just the way we worked. That's how we learned. And whether it was on the apple orchard growing up, and I was working, or the buddy I was with, who was another American, he grew up on a farm as well. It's just what you do. You work hard, and then you play hard after that. But you got to get your work done first. And you do so happily. You get it done.
I see Americans just working towards a goal. Like, I built a trench today, not that I worked today. I built a trench. I fixed a car. I helped 10 people write their trust today. You know, I think we look for accomplishments. They look to stay busy sometimes. I mean, and that's just a perception I've received from working with people from other countries. But they just, they don't necessarily have that goal in mind. They're doing what the man tells them to do. They don't have to know why. We want to know what it is. What are we building?
And I think American spirit is right, what you're talking about. I think it goes to the ingenuity that we come up with. If we, for example, if we couldn't get that trench done with shovels, we would have figured out a way to get it done, because that's what we do. You have this accomplishment that you have to do. Yeah. You have this time frame to do it. And if this tool isn't working, then we pivot and we innovate. We look for ways that we can do something different. A good example of that would be during this pandemic, how we responded as Americans. We went, a lot of things that we did now, or that we're doing now, is online. We started to wake up a little bit, and we already had this ecosystem where we could actually communicate face to face through internet means. Let's do that. We've got to get work done still, and service our clients. So how are we going to do that if we can't be in close proximity of each other? We'll do it from home with technology, and we'll work that out. We'll figure that out. And that, I think, is the American spirit. We have a job to do. We're going to get it done. We just have to figure out how to do it. And I think that's beautiful. And I was talking to my wife yesterday. And I told you this before, Russ, how she started her own little bakery business. And I say little, but, man, it has just gone off. She is doing really, really, really well. And it's called Sweet Cakes by Jess. Really cute name. But she does cupcakes and custom cakes and things like that. And if you taste these things, I mean, they are just incredible. And it's fun, because prior to her doing all this, you know, I thought, I'm not a food guy. Again, growing up on a farm, we ate very quickly. We would work, got to come in for lunch, have a sandwich, get back out to work. So to me, food is just fuel. But since I married my wife, she comes from a long line of really good chefs. And her grandmother, for example, Theta, she was an incredible baker, incredible cook. And so she's got this in her, and she's just wonderful at cooking, but baking in particular. And so once she got into this, and she said, you know, I want to get into this. I want to sell my the things that I'm making, because I like to bring joy to other people. And I said, go for it, you know, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. If you're happy, and she's really happy every time she's baking and selling these products and watching these people's faces, I think that's incredible, and it brings them a lot of joy, and it brings her joy. And so I said, go for it. But I didn't know, and before all this, like, that there were even different types of flour. Well, I thought when you bake something or you make something, flour is flour, but you've got cake flour, you've got all-purpose flour, you've got, you know, all bread flour.
I wouldn't know either.
What the heck is happening here? But it's really cool to see her just take this wonderful interest, and through her American spirit, just explode this thing. And the reason I bring that up is because yesterday I was talking about how, because her dream has always been, well, I want a little storefront where I can sell cookies and my products and things like that, and a little bakery shop and sodas, custom soda cocktails, you know, that you can do, and these really fancy cookies and things. And I've always been like, yeah, I mean, that sounds really fun. I just wouldn't do it right now. You know, it's not a really good time to lease a space and hope for the best with cookies and soda. But I said yesterday, Jess, you know what? I think you're doing it right. You're innovating in the sense that you're still selling your products, and you don't even have a storefront and all the costs that come with that, because you're doing it through Instagram, Facebook groups, and technology. And you're still finding a way to that end goal of bringing joy to other people. You don't necessarily have a shop right now, but I think that's a good thing, and maybe that's something to think about in the future, is that you keep doing what you're doing and you're selling these products in such a way that you don't have that overhead, and you can still bring joy to people. And during this pandemic period, I think you're doing the right thing, and And I think that's the American spirit.
Yes.
You're looking for ways to bring joy to other people, the means to the end, and getting it done, really, and taking joy in that. We've got to go to a break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
KBLU News Talk 560 is in search of motivated individuals to join its radio and digital marketing team in the greater Yuma area. The ideal candidate will have an interest in helping our business customers succeed, have the desire to be successful, the curiosity to find out more. Computer skills, problem solving, creativity, and dedication are all required. Sound like a fit for you? Apply online by sending your resume to HireMeNow at edbroadcasters.com or go to our website, edbroadcasters.com, and click on Careers. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Your body's gonna love this store.
Uncertainty. It's about the only thing we can be certain of. Herbs to Oils, holistic herbal approach to your good health, is a natural breath of fresh air that may very well be exactly what it takes to boost your immune system. As things change, why not consider stocking up on essential oils and herbs designed to help? Herbs to Oils is here for you in the foothills in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Check out their classes every Wednesday. And get the whole story at herbstooils.com.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. And with local price matching, you can buy with confidence at Sprague's. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection, and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark. This is 560 AM KBLU, and we were talking during the last segment about the American spirit and how awesome that is and how we need to keep that up and how we all have it in some form or fashion, whether we inherited it because we've seen the hard things that our ancestors have done, or maybe you've really forged the path in your own family and you've shown that American spirit. And I like the comment that you made during the break, and you guys didn't hear this because the mics were off during the break, but Russ said that you don't have to be, how did you put that, but everybody can be an American.
Everybody on the planet can be an American. It's the spirit.
And that's the neat thing about it.
But not everybody can be Chinese.
Right.
But everybody can be an American.
That's right.
Because
so what
race
do you mean by
doesn't,
that?
Race doesn't matter. Culture doesn't matter. It's part of that spirit of I want to make things happen. I want the opportunities, and we're about opportunity, not guaranteed results. And I know there's a lot of political factions that would like to change that, where the results are guaranteed. But we're about opportunity in this country. And if you want a place to grow and make things happen, whether you're making cupcakes or whatever it is, the opportunity's right here. You just do it. And all the resources are available.
And I like the comment that you said. You said, you know, you're not a Marxist, you're not this, that, or the other, you're an American. And you might have these beliefs, whether that's a liberal belief or a conservative belief or an independent belief, but I think we get caught nowadays in this idea that you are the label of this box that you've been put in or that you're putting yourself in, and you're really restricting yourself when you do that. Oh, I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. Therefore, I'm this. You're so much more than that. You're not just a Republican. You might agree with a lot of those conservative points, but that's not who you are. You are an American, and you have your own thoughts. You have your own dreams, your own desires. You're so much more than just this little box. And I think we need to get back to understanding.
But sometimes they put themselves in a box intentionally. To say I'm a victim and I can't succeed, and here's why.
Right.
And that's 1,000 reasons. It could be race, size, too short, too tall, wrong hair color. For me, too light complected. I can't go in the sun. You know, you could come up with 1,000,000 reasons not to succeed, but that's not the spirit of America. The spirit of America is to overcome all odds.
Right. And working together to do it.
And working together. And everyone's cake, it's available to 100% of everybody. We've had people that are, you know, are crippled from the neck down become millionaires. You know, we've had success in every race, every creed, every color, every religion, everything is available to us. And if you choose to say, I'm a victim, I can't make it, then you've got that opportunity too. You can do it.
Yeah.
In this country, you can sit down in the street and say, nah, I can't make it.
Yeah, but don't tell me that I can't. That's what I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
And I think you are exactly right in the sense that it takes a little bit of sacrifice, and sometimes people just don't want to do that or don't want to put through the effort. And if that's the case, then go for it. If you don't want to do that, I'm not going to judge you either way. But don't tell me that I can't, because I am going to succeed. I've got that American drive, and I am going to do it. Whether there is something in my way or not, I'm going to do it. As I'm saying this, I had the thought of Louis Zamperini. If you guys are familiar with that name, it's from World War II. He was an Italian immigrant family over in California, and he was known for his running. He actually went to the Olympics prior to World War II, being drafted into the World War II. And there's a movie for him by Angelina Jolie. I think it was her first movie that she actually directed, called Unbroken. And so I read the book Unbroken about this man's story, and it's just incredible what he lived through. And that is, to me, the American spirit. And even in that book, he talks about, or she talks about, I guess it was him, it was his biography, but even in Unbroken, the movie that they made after the book, you see the discrimination against Italian Americans at that time. Even where he grew up, he was discriminated against by his friends, his peers at school. They would call him names because he didn't speak very good English. I mean, this was an immigrant family from fresh off the boat from Italy, and mom and dad, grandpa and grandma, they spoke pure Italian, and that's it. A little bit of English. They were learning it, but they were living that American dream. But even this kid that doesn't hold him down. I mean, even with this discrimination and the things that were being levied against him, he fought through that. He went on to be drafted, and it was just an incredible story what he lived through as a prisoner of war over in Japan. And I think of that particular experience, and America is built on the back of that, and not only his experience, but you know, millions of our ancestors and people that came before us that have done that, and they continue to do that. And I think we have that opportunity. You talked about being put into these groupings, you know, of this, that, or the other, and Republican, Democrat, whatever, independent, and that being, I worry that when you label yourself something, that you're restricting yourself in some sense.
Identity politics is working against us, but it's done intentionally, I think, to create a separation sometimes, or to create a victimization, and just insane.
And now with the political things that are going on, you know, with the defund police things and the
Black Lives Matter movements and things like that. If you, I had a conversation with my wife yesterday at the dinner table, and we were talking about how there was this idea that was floating around Facebook. I don't participate in Facebook. I don't post anything because I fear them tracking me, and I know they're tracking me because I do marketing and
I'm
for my firm. Yeah, but I know that they're tracking me because that's part of the way that marketers work. Is we need to see how your hobbies are, what your hobbies are, what your interests are, your things that are influencing you, and then we're going to kind of infiltrate that and subliminally give you messages so that you buy my product. So I understand those types of concepts, and I don't want to be subject to that. Therefore, I have a Facebook account, but I really am not active on it. I don't want to be active. I don't want them tracking what I'm doing. Having said that, there was this idea after the whole George Floyd thing that if you didn't post a particular thing for Black Lives Matter, then you're just complacent, and it's basically saying that you're against it. So they were trying to bully you into posting something in favor of Black Lives Matter movement, even if maybe you felt like that, but you didn't want to post because you don't want to get into the political arguments that happen on Facebook. Yes. But then people would shame you into doing it, was compliance.
They would go out. They would cancel businesses, cancel culture.
Right.
If you don't agree. So a lot of businesses just put a little posting that we support Black Lives Matter in order to just calm the waters.
Over the weekend, I was, again, going back to when I was in Spain. I was in Spain when, if you remember this, the Dixie Chicks, who are now formerly Dixie Chicks, now the Chicks.
Yeah.
They're good at political statements, but I was in Spain at the time that the whole fallout in our country happened for the Dixie Chicks, and so I didn't know about it. When I got back from Spain, because really in Spain I didn't listen to Dixie Chicks, nobody really does in Spain, in the islands, you know?
Sure.
And so when I got back to the U.S., I'm like, where are the Dixie Chicks? Like, what happened to them? And they're like, oh, what are you talking about? You didn't know? They're like, know what? Oh, they said this anti-Bush statement.
Right.
And so they're gone. Like, they're done.
Right.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And I really hate to say this as a man, but I really do enjoy their music. It's embarrassing to say, but I do enjoy their music.
I won't tell anybody.
And and so out of curiosity, this last weekend, I went to kind of go back on that thing that happened back in 2003. And essentially what happened was their lead singer, what's her name? Natalie Maines, I believe. She it was at a concert in London, and off the cuff, she said something over the mics like, "We're ashamed that president is from Texas."
Well, see, and that's terrible.
And automatically, I mean, there's a mass boycott of the Dixie Chicks. Nobody ever came out and said it. They didn't say, "Oh, we need to boycott the Dixie Chicks," but they just didn't play their music on country radio, so the stations didn't play them. Everybody there was this huge backlash, and I was watching these interviews between the Dixie Chicks now, or, you know, like within the last year and a half, and they were talking about how they were basically the victims of the first cancel movement. And they're like, we really felt that. It wasn't an organized
cancel.
It wasn't. No. Nobody ever went out and did it. I guess.
You know, this stuff that's going on now with this Marxism and stuff is very highly organized attack of people coming after businesses and threatening people. Goya Foods is the one that stood up against culture and did well. But there is an organized cancel culture out there. And it's so weird because in the first cancel culture we had in Hollywood was if you were a communist, and that got to be, Congress investigations of communists, and the cancel culture in Hollywood was kind of like looking for anybody that was a Marxist or communist and outing them and kicking them out of the industry. Now it's the opposite. Now it's you're not involved unless you're Marxist, communist, socialistic, wealth redistribution, reparations, you know, all the stuff that's not basically who we are as a country, which is opportunity. This is about guaranteed results.
And I think the result of going back to that Dixie Chicks boycott, if you want to call it that, when I watched it now with a fresh perspective of, I think it's been, 17 years,
It's been a while.
I watched the actual clip of what she said when she said it, and I thought to myself, I take it with a grain of salt. you can tell at the time, the way that she said it, under her breath, kind of, you know, I don't know.
It was hateful.
I felt like she's a young girl. She's immature.
Yeah.
So what? I still enjoy her music.
Yes.
Yeah, I might not agree with what she said. But I still like their music, and I'm still going to listen to the music. You know, it brings me joy.
That's fine.
So I don't get the whole, I have to boycott you. I think I might do that if it was a blatant something that, you know, was going to hurt my family. You know, if it's an ideal that's going to hurt my family, and that's being promulgated as mainstream, I might not participate in supporting them. But in this case, it was a political statement. She feels such a way about the president.
People were mad because it was in a foreign country. You know, it was in Europe
London.
And all that kind of stuff. It was unnecessary. I don't know why entertainers have to do that. You know, it's okay to have an opinion, but, you know.
Yeah. We got to go to a break. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM, KBLU. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
It's the Monday Medicare Minute with Mike Arce, a local licensed agent specializing in Medicare plans on AM 560 KBLU. Hey, Russ, what is today's question?
How does my other insurance work with Medicare?
Well, if you have retiree insurance, insurance from you or your spouse's former employment, Medicare will pay first. If you're 65 or older, have a group health plan coverage based on you or your spouse's current employment, and the employer has 20 or more employees, the group plan pays first. If you're under 65 and have a disability, have group health plan coverage based on your or a family member's current employment and the employer has 100 or more employees, Medicare will pay first. And if you have Medicaid, Medicare will pay first. Got a question? Call me, Mike Garcia, at 928-581-1342, a local licensed agent specializing in Medicare plans. This has been the Monday Medicare Minute on AM 560 KBLU. Keep it real.
They held your hand on the first day of school. They've been there for every important milestone in your life. Now it's your turn to be there for them. As the area's only non-for-profit hospice, Hospice of Yuma works to ensure that your loved one receives the quality care and attention they deserve. If you have a family member diagnosed with a terminal illness and are feeling overwhelmed, we want you to know that you and your family are not alone. The community's best hospice care provider is only one call away. For more information, contact Hospice of Yuma. Your community, your hospice.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
All right, that should do it.
Oh, goody. A waiting pool in the kitchen. I'm calling the professionals at Quick Refrigeration.
The air conditioning guys?
Yep, Quick Refrigeration does plumbing too, residential and commercial. They give us the same great service we get from their air conditioning and heating team. Their plumbers are professionally trained. They use the best tools and equipment for the job, and they're quick, pun intended.
I had no idea. Quick Refrigeration also does plumbing. Hope they live up to their name, Quick, or we're going to need scuba gear to get to the bedroom.
You heard right. Whether it's a plumbing emergency or a planned project, residential or commercial,
Quick Refrigeration is who you should call. The air conditioning people? They're well known for their superior air conditioning and heating services. Well, now you can have all your plumbing needs met with the same excellence you've come to expect from Quick Refrigeration. Visit them online at getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Here's an important message from Du Bois. So listen up. Yuma's Best Italian is also Yuma's Best Delivery and Takeout. And if you want to stay healthy, takeout or delivery is your best bet. Capiche? And it's the weekend. So who wants to cook? Du Bois delivers pizza, pasta, calzones, everything Italian. Du Bois even delivers wine and beer. So who are you going to call? In Yuma, call 783-8383. In the foothills, 317-1717. Online at Du Bois. That's D-A-B-O-Y-Z, Yuma.com.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and we were talking in the last segment about this cancel culture that we're living in now, and I made reference to a big thing that happened to the Dixie Chicks back in 2003 when their lead singer said a comment against President Bush in London about how she was ashamed of him being that he was from their state of Texas, and that really had a huge aftermath effect on them. The radio industry, especially their base, which is country music, I mean, that's known for conservatism and Republican values, and they just kind of banished the Dixie Chicks, and so they were gone for a while. They came back and made an album, I think, I want to say about 3 or 4 years later, that won all sorts of Grammys and things like that, and it was the best-selling album and things like that.
Well, yeah, the industry hated Bush, too, so they embraced the Chicks. The industry did, not the people. There's a difference.
Around that same time frame, the lead singer went really at Toby Keith. Toby Keith had come out with a song that you probably know. It's called Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, which is opposite of what the lead singer, Dixie Chicks, had been advocating for. Because at the time, you got to remember, this is right after 9/11, and so Bush was really pushing to go to war. And Toby Keith, after doing some research about his feelings and things at the time, they just did not like each other. The lead singer of Dixie Chicks and then Toby Keith, and primarily because once he came out with that very patriotic song, as he put it, you know, the Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, where he talks about going to war and just he says some stuff in there, and that could be taken as, okay, you Americans are, you think you're the best, and yeah, we do, but at the same time, the lead singer of Dixie Chicks came out and said that's an ignorant song, he's an idiot. And she hated that song, and so they went to war, Toby Keith and her.
Why even do that?
I know.
So ridiculous.
And so, anyway, around that time frame, it wasn't even that time frame. It was a few years ago. I'm telling you about this. I got stuck in this funnel, okay? I was looking for the Dixie Chick stuff, and all of a sudden,
they didn't exist.
You go down that hole, and I'm like, got stuck in YouTube world. And I found this interview between Toby Keith when he went on The View, and that piqued my interest because I'm thinking, if you go on The View, you're either going to get derided or they're going to come
praise.
At you
yeah.
or praise. It's one or the other.
Yeah,
and
there's
usually,
no middle ground.
When I saw Toby Keith interview on The View, I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. Like, I wonder how Whoopi is going to treat him or Joy Behar. And so he went on that interview, and they loved him. And so I'm like, what's going on here? Like, Whoopi's kissing him when he comes on. And Joy's not going at him very hard. She has some political questions and why this, that, or the other. And he's just like, I don't know. I'd have to do more research. I don't know, you know. And I'm like, that's a good answer, you know. He's like, I have to do music, you know. And they bring up this feud between the Dixie Chicks lead singer and him years ago. And he said, listen, and I'm bringing this up because I just liked his response. He's like, I used to be Democrat before I was a country singer. My family, you know, some are Democrats, some are Republican. He said, I just got sick of it all because they were arguing all the time. He's like, I'm an independent now. He's like, I'm just an American. You're like, I believe in this, that, and the other, and then I play music. And I'm like, that's
good for you.
Yeah, I'm like, good for you, man.
So
I thought that was a good response, and I think we could all learn from that response, and we're just all Americans. We're in it together. Let's help each other. Let's not focus on the box that we're being pushed into or we feel like we're in. we're not in boxes, you know?
Yeah, and being political doesn't mean promote hate. It doesn't mean that I hate everything you're involved in. I do politics all day long. But I'm not going to say I hate somebody or dislike them or I'm embarrassed because you're in the same state. I mean, I think all that personal attacks, uncalled for, even in politics. We don't need it. I mean, does that mean that I don't like some of the stuff that Joe Biden's have done or the Trump's done? Yeah, but we'll talk about policy and stuff that I disagree with, not the person.
I think that's what it is about. I mean, they're a human being. And it's not, you might dislike some things that they're doing. You might dislike their opinions. But I don't think you need to shun a person. I think it's the opposite. Before we started this program, you said, how do we fix this? We were living this at
the beginning.
And what did I say?
We don't know. Through love, the Beatles.
I said, all you need is love, right?
Yeah.
Well, how do we do that? And I think it's just, I don't know if it's, I don't like using the word accept. I like to say that we're all in this together.
Yeah.
We have different views. But it's really about that person. I try to think of myself, if somebody that I really despise their view or I didn't agree with their view or somebody that's actively trying to hurt me or my family, what would I do in that type of situation? And a lot of times, like I play, these are the scenarios I play in my mind. I commonly will think to myself, well, I'd probably invite them to dinner. I want to sit down with them, bring them into my house, and let's talk about things, and I can just, you know, you can air your grievances, like Seinfeld says.
Absolutely perfect. You know, we're in a society right now where everybody wants to convince everybody else that I'm right, and nobody's listening. And I listen. Even on this show, we talked about water cannons for an hour this morning. And
I
hate the subject because I think it's a ridiculous subject. I'm not for water cannons. I don't think it's a good tool. But no big deal if you do. I don't care. But for this morning, an hour of people trying to convince me water cannons are okay, I listen. And I think listening is the only way that you can be heard, is if you listen. Because then they know you've listened. And we stopped listening a long time ago. We cut people off. We stopped them from talking. We canceled them. We don't listen to them.
Right.
I listened to an hour of why water cannons are good.
And then you're not convinced.
No, I'm not. But I think it's fine that you are. I mean, it's fine that you love water cannons. You know, buy one and paint your name on it. I don't care. You know, but I don't think it's a police solution that we would be proud of.
I think prior to my marriage, I would consider myself a very selfish person, mainly because I'm the baby in my family, and so my life has been all about me. You know, it was all about me most of my life.
Yeah.
And when I got married, I had to figure either this is going to work, and I'm going to be happy, or I'm going to be selfish and it's not going to work, and I'm not going to be happy. And I had to make that decision. Well, how does that happen where I have a wife who sees things a little differently and better than I do, and I have my way or my thoughts on how to do things? And I think it's exactly right when you say you just have to listen. And once I understood that principle, and she it was a mutual thing where when she talks to me now, I listen. I try to listen, and then I will repeat back to her, this is what I understand you to say. You feel like this because blah, 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 blah. And then I'll say, this is how I feel when you do this, that, or that, or say this, that, or the other. Now we understand each other, and then we move on, and we're able to say, okay, well, I agree with that, or this, or I don't agree with that. How do we work that out?
That builds such a strong connection. When you can repeat back to somebody what they just said with the right verb.
Now they know that you heard
that
them.
That certifies it.
And I think that's
absolutely drives it home.
I think that's what you're talking about when you say, that's what we need now.
Right.
We don't need to cut each other off. We don't need to cancel people. Everybody can have their view. And that's what we're about.
Right.
We need to have differing views. That doesn't mean that it's right or wrong.
That's why you're still married, by the way.
Yeah, thankfully. I mean, it's not my good looks, I can tell you that much. But, I think if we just listen to each other, and even if it's a complete radical idea.
Got to listen to it.
Listen to it and let them know that you heard it,
right,
and this is how you feel. Maybe we can work to the middle. And I think we've seen that in the past, especially in politics. We're getting away from it now, I feel like, but I think we can get back to it. We've got...
done.
We got to go. We'll talk to you next week. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU.
60 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.